Thursday night, early Yud Beis Kislev, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Here we're learning Hilchos Ribbis, which is Siman Samach Hey in Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, and we're starting to move into halachas, into cases, into different business transactions. Well, now we talked about things you're not allowed to do if someone lent you money. Maybe you're not allowed to give them a ride. Gave him a ride before, but now we're learning about. So we learned yesterday Sifir Aleph. We introduced the Isser of Saw B'Saw. Saw B'Saw means I lend you a saw of wheat. That's a certain measure of wheat. A saw, it's a certain measure. So I lend you a saw of wheat, and I say you pay me back a saw of wheat. That's ostensibly Usser. There's ways to make it mutter, but it's midrabon and Usser. It was maybe the price will go up. And maybe they're focused on the price. Say I lent you wheat, and you're giving me back wheat. It's a saw and a saw. You're not giving me back two saw. You're giving me back one saw. But we do will deal with the value, and therefore the rabbanon it's also. Not only is it also if the price went up. If the price went up, you could also say it's mutter because it's a bushel of wheat for a bushel of wheat. So it's awesome. If the price goes up, it's the Rabbanan. Then Rabbanan came along and said, even if the price doesn't go up, but I want you to be choshish that it might go up, and therefore it's an Asudika transaction. Currency is a problem. Foreign currency. Is it legal? Not legal. Is it a commodity, or is it, or is it, or is it?
Lots of currency.
Currency,
you mean in the country?
Dollar,
that
yeah.
Okay.
Not in the country. Okay. The dollar. The shekel is currency. So in the Torah system, like money doesn't have a value. Money is value. So you could...
Theoretically, even if you lived in the U.S., then a dollar isn't a dollar because a dollar is based on the gold exchange. And a dollar, you can lend a dollar, but if somebody gives you back a dollar and gold went up or down, you're not giving back a dollar anymore.
But the system is the dollar, not gold.
But once it's legal tender, it's considered
the value. The coup is legal tender. So you don't look at its value anymore. Its value is it. It is value. Things are measured by the dollar. In other words, according to this, if we would treat foreign currency like a commodity, not as currency, then you could not lend someone $10 and tell them to pay you back $10 in Israel. Because it's certainly not legal tender. Some say you don't need that madrig of legal tender. If it's treated as currency in the country, and certainly the dollar here is passed around like... So then it's fine. So that, in other words, if it would be treated as a commodity, it would be also to lend $5 and get paid back $5. Because maybe the shekel went up and maybe the shekel went down. Even if it's to give back the exact same amount, it's the same thing, a bushel of wheat for a bushel of wheat. Maybe the price will go up. And into the machzor yoyis to be mashalova. Not really, but the rabbanon. Not really, because they have a right to say, you know, I'm lending you. I'm lending you $25. That's what I'm establishing the loan as being $25. You give me back $25, but you can't necessarily do that. Okay. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch holds you can't. There certainly are matirim. Kishemet the shakar tvo ben tayim, but it is a machzu yosu b'mashalova. Ach, what should you do? Yasenu damim, you should evaluate its monetary value. Shem the shakar tvo leitun loy rak hadamim. You should give him the money. If you're selling a saw of anything and it was worth at that point $10, So that's one way of avoiding the Isser, is by evaluating the thing and giving it a monetary evaluation, and that has the loaners on the value.
So basically, if you borrow a saw, you might pay back a saw and a half.
Well, either have three quarters of a saw.
But in either direction,
you wouldn't have to go. No, I don't think so. Well, let's say the price of wheat goes down. You're right, you have to give back a saw and a half. Because you really made it into a loan of money.
Why don't we look at it like a same?
No, you don't have to give back the same bushel. Save me a bushel of wheat. I'm making a big suda next week. Lend me a bushel of wheat, and I'll give you back a bushel of wheat. But it doesn't have to be, obviously, it doesn't have to be the same bushel. He's going to use it. That turns it into a halva as opposed to a sheila. In a sheila, it's mutter to give money. It's called a rental. You give money for a sheila, it's called a rental. But if you give money for a halva, it's called ribis. But you're right. If the price went down, you would have to give him a bushel and a half. The answer is, I guess, that when you make it.
Is that mirrored for ribis?
What? I mean, on the Oraisa level, it's ribis. It's funny. The Teretz is once you make it into a loan of value, so it's not ribis on the Oraisa level. You can give a saw and a half. You made it into. You spoke out. The loan is
$25. $25 worth of wheat.
But the first level is like $25. I'm giving to you in wheat. But if you want to give it back to me in wheat, fine, as long as it equals $25. So that's not ribis. Yom yesh lalovav, okay, so that's one way out. Yom yesh lalovav, afilu rak ma'at mimin zeh. Now, I want to borrow a bushel of wheat. Now, I have a quarter bushel in my house already. I have a quarter bushel. I'm going to borrow another bushel to make sure I have enough. Then you could do saw b'saw.
Did he not use that bushel though?
Let me see. Now, the cheshbon is that if he owns even a little of what he's borrowing, then it's considered like he paid back the loan already. Like as if he's immediately transferring to the guy what he has.
He's borrowing more than he has.
Yeah, he has a half a bushel of wheat.
He started paying it back?
I don't know, it says it's considered. Well, it's considered as if. He doesn't have to do anything. That's called yeshlo. There's like code words in the Gemara. Yeshlo is a heter for saw b'saw. Now you know the words. A heter for saw b'saw is yeshlo. So we know what b'saw means, right? And a heter is that if he has a little wheat. If
but that doesn't apply to money itself. If he
right,
already has money,
only because it's
drabbanon.
There's only that only works because it's the whole thing's drabbanon.
And he's obviously still letting you use all.
Yeah. But we consider it as if he paid it back rent, and he can borrow like tons against a small piece of wheat, amount of wheat. What's the mila? Because if it's like I paid it back to you already, so any price fluctuation is like it happened by you. It's nothing to do with me. You got your bushel of wheat already.
It's just my money's already back.
Yeah. Okay, stop here. Yeah, you don't have to worry about the drop off.
Same thing, like you said with the eggs. If I came over to your house and I wanted to borrow a half a dozen eggs, and I already had an egg,